Scott Engel here with Reese Hoskins. Reese, with the core of you, JP, and Nick Williams, do you feel like you eventually will have the core somewhere down the line to be on the level with the Eagles in this city?
Well, that's the hope, right? I mean, obviously they got a lot of young talent on that team as well. You know, mixed with some veteran players that have done it in the league for a long time. So, yeah, I would say, you know, obviously the Eagles are a pretty good team to try to emulate.
So, you know, you had something of a challenging September, but you had a really good spring, and you're getting off to a good start. And here, you know, baseball's a constant game of adjustments. Yep. What do you feel like you were really learning in September about that?
Well, I think you learn the most from when you fail. Like you said, baseball's a game of adjustments. There were adjustments that were made on their side, and, you know, now it's up to me to take that information and make the adjustments on my side.
So you feel like you're picking up where you left off overall last year with this terrific start and a good spring?
It's a new season. You know, obviously that's the goal, but I'm going to, you know, go out there and try to put a good at-bat together every time.
What's your mental approach knowing you're going into your first full season in Major League Baseball?
Well, that's the hope. You know, I don't think that's guaranteed yet. You know, it's my job to come here every day and produce in hopes that, you know, I get a full season. But like it was the last season, it'll just be to continue to learn as much as I can and use that information to put the best product on the field.
What about the tradition with this franchise, you know, with sluggers like Ryan Howard in the past, you know, a decade ago this team was in the World Series, you know, how excited are you to be part of the major leagues now with this organization and, you know, people have really embraced you because how quickly you started?
Well, you know, I think that being a part of such a rich franchise, you know, they've won a whole lot in the life of the franchise. It's special. You know, you feel that, I think, as soon as you walk in the stadium, and to be a part of that and hopefully, you know, bring more championships back to the city is something that's pretty special to be a part of.
Well, what about, you know, the fact you're switching from left field to first base now? You know, how do you compartmentalize different, you know, the hitting from the fielding? Obviously you do, but I'd love to hear it in your own words.
Well, I think you do that no matter what, no matter where you're playing, whether you're comfortable, not comfortable, new position, not new position. If you don't know how to, like you said, compartmentalize, you know, your offense from your defense, you're not going to last very long in this game.
So you play fantasy football, but this year, after the way you played last year and the way you burst on the scene, you were like a second, third-round pick in a lot of fantasy baseball leagues. How do you react to that knowing you're the drafted?
Well, you know, obviously it's pretty cool growing up playing some fantasy sports, but, you know, it's not really something that I think about or worry about. If it's a product of what goes on the field, then great. That's pretty cool, but that's really all it is.
You take it as a compliment if somebody drafts you, though?
Sure, of course. Yeah, of course.
So how did you do in football last year? And what about looking forward to playing, you know, with some of the big guys in the Major League Baseball clubhouse? It's very competitive here, fantasy football-wise, as well.
Well, you know, I think that's the coolest part about it is we're all competitors, right? The smack talk can get pretty fun, and, you know, it's something that I'll definitely look forward to being a part of.
Reese, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks.